Welcome, my friends, to the Generations broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host with you today. And the Lord Jesus instructs us to remember those who are in chains, as if we were handcuffed together with them in these prison cells, dark and dank, miserable and difficult all over the world. But today, especially in China, Pastor Wang Yi is now in a prison somewhere in China for 2 years, 129 days. And now the 11th hour, and that is the counter that you'll find on ChinaPersecution.org. And I'm going to bring Pastor Steve Hopkins onto the program today, and we are going to discuss this very, very important issue today. The Chinese persecution is heating up. There's no question about that. Persecution is heating up all around the world. Perhaps the most severe persecution we have seen in 500 years, since the Covenanters and others were killed by the tens of thousands, we have not seen this level of persecution for a very long time, for centuries, and largely because the Western world has been utterly ruined by the humanists, and at one time, Christian liberties were actually protected here in America and Canada, and all around the world, thanks to the influence of Christians in politics and state departments of some of these Western nations. But now that we have become thoroughly secularized and the American culture has turned to an anti-Christian culture, as have the governments and the cultures of Europe, now there is no state protection anywhere for the Church of Jesus Christ, all except for the fact that God is totally sovereign over all things. Jesus Christ is Lord over all things to the Church, with that exception. Of course, if these kings will not bow the knee to Jesus, He will crush them with a rod of iron. He will destroy them. And that's what's happened throughout history. But at least for the time being, and typically persecutions will last for 10, 15, 20, 25 years, and the early persecutions lasted for something like 150 to 200 years. But these persecutions will come to an end eventually. But right now, as the providence of God has worked it out through world history, we are facing the most severe persecutions since the Reformation. So this is a new precedent. This is something we have not faced. This is something the Christian Church hasn't realized until the persecutions of the 1950s in the Soviet bloc and China, of course. And then now the persecutions have spread everywhere. But specifically, we want to remember Pastor Wang Yi. And that's why I'm bringing Pastor Steve Hopkins online with us today. He's from Burnett Bible Church, just outside of Austin, Texas. And he is the author of this new website, ChinaPersecution.org. I'd invite you to the website. I think it's important that you update yourself on this very important story. Fox's Book of Martyrs, Eusebius's History of the Christian Church, typically Christians have always featured the great martyrs and those who have been persecuted for their commitment to their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we want to continue effectively adding another chapter to Fox's Book of Martyrs. It's important for us to update the book. And that's what Steve is attempting to do at ChinaPersecution.org. Steve, hey, welcome to the Generations broadcast, my friend. It's good to connect with you.
Good to be here, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, what motivated you to actually open up an entire website, you know, for Pastor Wang Yi and the rising persecutions in China?
You know, Kevin, I had gone for years where I could not remember that we had brothers and sisters in chains for the gospel for days, maybe weeks, maybe even months, and then, you know, something would come up somehow in the news or whatever, and then I would remember, and wow, I need to be praying for the persecuted church. Just wouldn't remember every day or every week or every month. And then December 9th, 2018, is that Wang Yi, which is W-A-N-G-Y-I, not to be confused with the high-ranking official from China, but if you put in Pastor Wang Yi, you'll have his name come up or his story come up. But that is the day that he was arrested, pastor of Early Rain Christian Church, in China. At that time, 700 members, one of the largest underground churches, not a member of the three-self patriotic movement or the three-self church, which is the officially recognized Church of China, but an underground church. So he's arrested. 100 of their members are also arrested. And he's not been seen by his family, his wife and his child, who was then 9, about 12 years old, has not been seen by them since that time. But ever since that day, that's when I was really just drawn to him to find out more about him and his history and how he became a pastor and what was going on with him. And there hasn't been a day since then that I can remember since December 9, 2018, that I haven't prayed for him and for his family. And I just said, you know, I was just like, Lord, what can I do? I'm in the United States. He's there. Is there anything that I can do from here? So I just had the idea to put together this website, ChinaPersecution.org, and to just raise awareness of this man, his family, his church, and all of the persecuted brethren that we have in the nation of China today. It's amazing, Kevin, what is going on there. There's an estimated, right now, between 7%, that's the low figure, 10% would be the high figure, of current rate of growth of conversion to Christianity in China per year. You know, at the present rate, right now we have between 115 and 130 million Christians in China. At that rate, in 2030, there will be more Christians in China than there are people in the United States. It is an absolute phenomenon that is taking place. God is using persecution to fuel the growth of his church in China like nothing we've seen in history.
Steve, give us a little background on Pastor Wong. He's kind of an important figure in some ways, isn't he?
He really is. You know, in 2004, first off, let me give you his background. So he was a lawyer in China, very well respected, bright young Chinese lawyer. And in 2004, he was listed. There's a publication, I don't have the name of it in front of me here, in China, where it would list the top intellectuals in influencers in China. And he was listed among the top 50 most influential intellectuals in all of China. A nation of 1.5 billion people, he's in the top 50, recognized by the country, by its publications there in China. Well, a year later, 2005, he converts to Christianity. And not only to Christianity, but I like to note this, to Calvinist Christianity. He was exposed to Reformed doctrine. And a year after this, he's invited to meet then-President George W. Bush. And by 2008, he's pastoring one of the largest underground churches in China, Early Rain Christian Covenant Church.
And this church was active. We're talking Christian education, Christian schools. I mean, they were bringing an all-out, full-orbed biblical worldview to every area of life. This is true blue biblical Christianity, right, as you see it.
Right. Oh, yes. And my background. I am a street preacher, very fond of street ministry. And this church was in the streets. They were everywhere. They were in their neighborhoods. They were out. They were preaching the gospel, even after the persecution began.
Now, one of the reasons he was arrested was that he is very outspoken. He was not ashamed to bring the word of God to bear and to bring it into the public forum. I mean, you talk about Americans, we're sometimes embarrassed to stand up in the public forum and say, you know, homosexuality, adultery, fornication, it's all sin, it's hell-deserving sin, and you need to repent and turn to Jesus or you will go to hell. People are afraid to say that kind of stuff on college campuses.
Right.
But he's not afraid to stand up and speak the truth.
Exactly. Pastor Wong Yi did something that, in my investigation, I have not seen this, and it may have happened with others that have not received press for it, but he did something that no pastor in the underground church in China had dared to do. Just like a modern-day John the Baptist, he publicly basically puts his finger in the face of the head of state, Xi Jinping, the dictator of China, and he charges him with violating God's commands and declares publicly in a Sunday morning sermon that except Xi Jinping repents and believes on Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, this Chinese head of state, the chairman of the Communist Party, is going to perish eternally. And it receives press. And I believe that's the sermon that got him arrested. I really do. But he had been preaching to his congregation, preparing them for persecution for years. He has, in sermons that I've transcribed, you know, preached to them, you know, you've got to not only be afraid of persecution, but you have to embrace it as a blessing from God. God uses persecution to build his church. If that's the way he wants to build his church, who are we to resist it? He continually speaks of it as being a blessing, and how when we're not being persecuted, we spread the gospel. When persecution comes, we continue to spread the gospel. We tell our neighbors to repent and believe the gospel. We also tell the head of state that he is a sinner. This is a quote from him. We have the responsibility to tell Xi Jinping that he is a sinner and that he has greatly sinned against God, that he's persecuting the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and if he does not repent, he will perish.
Well, those are fighting words in a communist country, but of course fighting words anywhere.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, if anybody's ashamed of me and my words, I will be ashamed of him when I come with my mighty angels in the end. I preached on that just yesterday. And it really comes down to this. You've got to be able to stand in the public forum and not be ashamed of the words of Jesus.
Right.
Even if those words, you know, go after statism.
Right.
Or go after homosexuality or whatever the
exactly.
sacred cow of the day happens to be. And, of course, the sacred cow in communist China is the God state.
Right.
That somehow, you know, this man, this premier of China, is the representation of God on earth or God on earth. And I think that's
exactly.
the way that he's perceiving himself, and he wants others to perceive himself to be, instead
yes.
of subject to God and subject to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Amen.
And Pastor Wang Yi felt an obligation to stand up in the public forum and make that statement. Now, some people criticize, you know, some people kind of Monday morning quarterback these martyrs and those that suffer for Jesus and say, well, if he just hadn't said that, he probably would have been fine. How do you respond to that?
You know, he has a sermon where he actually responds to that, to his congregation. He says, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? He has a sermon that I transcribed. He says, what do you want? I don't have the text right here in front of you, but from memory, what do you want me to do? If I continue to preach the gospel, he says, if I continue to call out, you know, even high-ranking members of the government and tell them that they're violating the law of God, and the law of God, and they need to repent, and I don't submit to their dictates to join the Three Self Patriotic Movement and let them dictate to our church, you know, what we have to do at our church services, they're going to come here eventually. They're going to arrest me, and they're going to take everything that we have. They're going to take, they can take our bank account. They can take everything. But he asked his congregation, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? You know, and he says, and you might say, well, maybe just this one time. And he kind of laughs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, we have to be prepared. I do have this transcribed. He said, we must walk the path of the cross. We must
right.
boldly
That's
preach
right.
the way
That's
of
right.
the kingdom of
That's
God,
right.
and we must pay the price for doing this. And then he says, amen, and you can hear this entire crowd, amen. They were just behind him and ready to go. I love it.
Servants are not above their master. If Jesus went the way of the cross, we must go to the way of the cross as well. That was
amen.
Sunday's message at Reformation Church in Elizabeth, Colorado. Let me go back to the Early Rain Covenant Church. You've got the Facebook link on the website for ChinaPersecution.org. I mean, this is just recent. I just came out last week. Over the past few days, a preacher at the Early Rain Covenant Church has been continually harassed by the police. Yesterday, he was detained on charges of disturbing public order, while other members of the church were locked in the police station. Below is a recent update from the church. Minutes ago, we received word members who were locked in the station had been released, however. Pastor Wu remains in detention. And this from a few weeks earlier. Yesterday, police took away 12 children who were studying together along with 7 adults and detained them at the police station. The following is a translation of the prayer request sent out immediately. And so on and goes. I mean, this looks like about every couple of weeks, every 1 or 2 weeks,
yes,
there's just more hassling and more persecution for the Early Reign Covenant Church. Persecution is on the rise in China.
Yes.
You agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. It is on the rise in China. And I detailed, you know, some of the growth that has taken place, you know, back in the 80s with millions and now 115 million. You know, to go from 1 million when Mao Zedong is chairman of the Communist Party, 1950-something, 54, whatever, and then today, where it is today, it's absolutely just amazing what's happened. But the persecution is growing. We've seen since Xi has taken power and consolidated power underneath himself, we've seen this move for a mandated sinicization. You're all going to conform. All Christian churches are going to conform to Chinese culture and socialist principles. So they go in, you've probably seen the videos, they blow up these big church buildings that are not part of the three-cell movement. Mm-hmm. They blow up crosses, yep. They tear them down with cranes, you know, they install cameras outside of known places where Christians are congregating in underground churches in order to get their facial recognition data down so they can then take that and find out who they are and begin to persecute them. Go after them. We've seen the push to now remove Bibles. You can't buy a Bible online. The equivalent of Amazon.com in the United States will not sell a Bible online in China anymore. And they've said that they're now working on what they call a revision, of course, a rewriting of the Bible to include socialist principles. It hasn't ended. And you know what? You're not allowed, even if you're in a state-sanctioned church, a three-cell church, your children can't go to church with you. It's only for adults. They understand what we would call like a multi-generational vision, you know, of passing the faith onto your children. They understand that, and they want that cut off.
That's the biggie.
They don't want the next generation to get the gospel of Christ. They don't want them to be exposed to the services of the church, even the ones that are run by the communist, dictated by the Communist Party.
The most violent reaction on the part of Satan, the dragon, the most violent reaction upon the side of Satan, the dragon, is going to be against anybody who attempts a family discipleship approach, whether that be here in America or in communist China or anywhere else. This is what the dragon does not want, and he will do everything he can to stop a parent from discipling his children, whether that be, again, in your own family or whether that be on the part of the state and the power of the state imposed against Christian families. And we've seen that in Sweden, we see it in Germany, we see it in China, we've seen it in the Eastern Bloc. Basically, the reason for persecution is any attempt on the part of churches to provide Christian education or Christian home education to their families. Yeah. But, Steve, you are a pastor near Austin, Texas, and a father of 17 kids?
16.
16, I'm sorry. The father of 16 kids. We want to make this a matter of family life and devotion. I think it's critical for that. That's one of the things that you mentioned in a recent persecution conference down in Southern Texas. And you guys pray for Wong Yi as a family, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And I had mentioned in our Wednesday night prayer meetings, when anybody can pray in the church, we're all gathered together, that I have an 11-year-old daughter who her prayer is that, you know, they would be forced to let God's people go, and that he would bring down, God would bring down Xi Jinping and bring Wang Yi out of jail. Our prayer, of course, we want to pray for our brothers and sisters in chains for the gospel as though it was us, you know, our own selves. We want to, they're our members. We suffer with them. When one member suffers, the entire body suffers. We want to be as though we were chained with them.
Yeah.
Are we as we should be? No, Kevin, we're not. But we pray for grace to be as we ought to be, and to pray as we ought to pray, as though it were for our, pray for them as for your own souls, your own, for your own children, if you're your own children, your own, you know, blood member of your family. This is the family of God, and we need to be crying out to God for them.
Yeah.
And yes, that's something that we are very, very much is our family thing that we do. We get together. We want to pray for the persecuted church. It's grievous.
Steve, before we're done, I'd like to comment on how we can prepare for persecution ourselves. And what are the lessons that you're picking up from Pastor Wong Yee? As you've listened to his sermons, you've copiously gone over his material over the last couple of years, and you've created this website, ChinaPersecution.org. What are you picking up that could be valuable for us here in the States?
We've got to be ready to suffer whatever God calls upon us to suffer. I've had a couple of instances in the past, 4 or 5, where, you know, I'm street preaching, and 2 where I'm street preaching and ended up being arrested and taken to a jail. It's like I know what that kind of feels like. I don't know what it feels like to be in a communist prison for days, weeks, months, years, just in a cushy little American cell, you know, overnight, no big deal. But we need to be prepared to suffer whatever the cost is that we are God has set before us to endure for the name of Christ. And we talk about this a lot in our family. We talk about this a lot in our church. Are we soldiers of the cross, as the old hymn says? Are we prepared to lay down our lives for him who laid down his life for us? So what have I learned from them is that Wong Yee prepared his congregation for persecution, and persecution came. And I've been saying this for months now, persecution is coming to a church near you in the United States. All we have to do is look at what's going on in Canada, you know, right now. Persecution is coming. I'm not trying to be prophetic or anything here. I'm just saying we see the encroaching government upon the jurisdiction of the church. We see that. You know, it's coming. It's incremental maybe, but it could come as a flood one day. We need to be prepared. We need to be ready to endure whatever God would have us to endure. You know, Wong Yee once preached a sermon. It was entitled Die. Die.
Okay.
And we need to be ready to die.
Yeah.
Die to self and die to this world and die for Christ if we are called upon to do so.
Well, friends, that pretty much wraps up this edition of the Generations broadcast, but I'd encourage you right now to Steve's website that they produced for Pastor Wong Yee. Again, it's not in China, Chinese, it's in English. I think you can hear the sermons in Mandarin, sermons preached by Wong Yee, but there are some translations as well. So certainly you can get more background on this brother who's being persecuted for his faith in Jesus, and it's all at ChinaPersecution.org. And our guest has been Pastor Steve Hopkins from Burnett Bible Church. Steve, thanks much. Appreciate it. You know, stay on it, and let's continue to serve Jesus and follow in his bloody footsteps.
Amen.
And you have been listening to the Generations Radio Broadcast. If you'd like to interact with the radio program, email me directly at host@kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.